You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you are in church to seek the face of God? You know, there's a song like that. It says, one thing have I desired, one thing will I seek. That thing will I seek. Okay? One thing have I desired, that one thing I'll seek. Okay? So, one thing you should look for. As you come to church, you look for God. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your presence, to hear from you, and to be healed and to be delivered from all our distractions. We thank you, Father, for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. Lift your hands and receive the mercies of the Lord as His word is about to come. We need the grace of God. We need the mercies of God. May our lives never be the same again because we came. It's not because of our eloquence, and it's not because we know. It's not because we have strength. It's not because we know how to do anything. It's just because of your grace. Once we are in this world, with all the problems in the world, Lord, it is by your grace and your mercies. Thank you for the grace that you bestow upon us every day. We thank you for the mercy that you pour on our lives. We thank you that every now and then you wash away all our sins and you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you put your name on us. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We are grateful this morning. As we are about to hear your word, we ask that, Lord, you will open our eyes to behold wonderful things out of your word. To see and to understand, to perceive, to know, and to walk in your truth. We bless you and thank you. We are grateful that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance that is in the saints. We thank you that your word is coming to us with power. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray, and everybody shouted a very loud amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh, clap for Jesus. Keep clapping for Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be in church, to see you in church. And what an opportunity God has given to all of us to be here and to hear His holy word. Hallelujah. Is it a blessing? Good. Now, I'm going to continue on the series on how you can neutralize curses. Hallelujah. And this morning I'm preaching on how you can neutralize a curse with blessings. Hallelujah. Say blessings. How you can neutralize a curse with blessings. So, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 65 verse 8. Isaiah 65, verse number 8.
Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that I may not destroy them all. So, this scripture teaches us that some things, when they are present in your life, you cannot be destroyed. Do you understand it? With all the problems of this life, there are certain things that, when they are present in your life, at least you are cushioned. How many of you want some cushioning? Yes. May you receive something that will cushion you. It's like you are falling from the top. Maybe you are on the 8th floor and then you are falling down. You are supposed to die. But when you came down, suddenly there was a cushion on the floor. So you came to hit the cushion and bounce out. So even when you fall, the impact will not be great. Receive a cushioning and a blessing. Yes. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says that, listen to this. Listen to this very well. It says that says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, may there be new wine in you. Yeah. Did he say, as the wine? Your wine must be new. It must be a blessing. It's not just it's not just wine that he's talking about, new wine. Say new wine. New wine. New blessings. Something new. You need something new. You know, when a new song is being sung, you realize that there's something as though you have not experienced before. You know, as we're singing a new song, it's like something is happening. There's something is that. The Lord said, I'll give you a new song. Something new. Your wine is old. You need a blessing. You need a new wine. You need something that will bring you freshness. Do you understand it? Yeah, whatever it is that is old in you, may you receive newness. May you receive a wine, something in you that will make the Lord say, he says that it is found in a new one. And one said, don't destroy it because there's something new in it. Don't destroy it. Take it down a bit. Don't destroy it because there's something new. There's a blessing in it. And then right there, he says that this is what the Lord says. He says that, so will I do for my servant's sake that I may not destroy them all. So destruction, it's like the curse. The distraction here is like the eraser. Whatever is an eraser in your life. Charlie, you know, when you paint, there's also something there that is able to make you erase what you have painted on the tablet. How many of you have seen that before? Yes. So there are certain things that come to erase what you have built. Do you understand it? So this morning, there's a blessing that is coming into your life. And like I said, you see, a curse is that which destroys you. The curse is that which brings destruction, that brings down whatever God has built and whatever God has done in your life. And a curse is that which negates any good thing in your life. A curse is that picture that comes to you, the curse of poverty. You see, some of the things that we are talking about, we are thinking about even poverty, the picture of poverty. Hey, it's not a nice thing. Hunger. You are hungry. You know, you are hungry. You see, recently, and I want to say this. If I will be the preacher of this thing in my church, please, at least I'm preaching in my church. You know, I keep saying it. I've been walking by the roadside, and I see bloody brazier, plentiful, second hand. And I said that, why don't you go and buy fresh brazier and wear? And people are wearing and measuring and... by the roadside. It's like something very good. I'm telling you, look, your money can buy something new. This one there, you don't need second hand. Do you understand what I'm saying? Quality life. No, I want you to stop it. Let us buy a new one because you can buy something new. You don't need to wear it for 6 years. Why do you have to wear Branson for 6 years? Look, the ladies are not happy with me, but I'll say it. Why shouldn't I say it? The people who have been selling it, why don't you go for new ones to sell to them? They will buy. This one, dear, I want to protest. I'm protesting. Look, recently I saw, it was a very, you know, and the car, I was also in traffic. So the car was moving slowly and literally a heap of the thing by the roadside. And people were measuring and looking and stretching. I said, hey. Listen to me. In my church here, something is changing. Something is changing. No Obronyewu boxer shorts. No Obronyewu brazier. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ade. Why? Huh? And we are. So I'm saying it so that the mindset, the more I say, because this one there. Tell it they are measuring. Oh, they have stretched it. Oh, wait there, better. You don't need to wear it for 6 years. God will give you money. You every 6 months you'll be changing your wardrobe. You don't need to wear it for 6 years. The things are your briefs are even too old. Change them. Change them. Sometimes you have to just throw things away. Otherwise, new things will not come. Oh, that's true. Just throw it away. Just give it out. Throw it away. Amen. I'm saying that. Why? Why should somebody wear this and bring it and say, you should buy it? Huh? Anyway. If you had money, would you go and buy this one? Huh? And I know it's expensive too. Go and buy a new one. Go to the mall. Go and buy the one that is air conditioned. Amen. The same price, I tell you. Because they also pay duty on this one. Oh. They pay duty on it. They pay whatever. They pay shipping. They shipped it. Look, I don't know if you're inside and buy it, whether it is new or old. This one, dear. This one, dear. In your car. Like I said, duty in the door. So go and buy a new one. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I'm protesting. I don't know who is wearing one here, but I'm not talking about you. Oh, listen. Oh, keep quiet. Why are you doing that? Keep quiet. Hey. Hi, church. I'm just saying that. I am protesting that here. That from today. Look. If you are afraid of going to look at new whatever, go. As you approach it, the price will change for you.
Amen.
Go and buy some. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. This one there, me, I'll protest it. And if you also sell some, now go and bring new ones to sell. All right? Now, what I'm saying is that the picture, okay, so there are some things, eh? You don't need to be rich to enjoy them. It's not riches. It's the same money. You realize it's just some 10 CD difference or 5 CD difference. Or even sometimes it's less. You know, one day I had to go and then my car was giving me problems. So I took it to a place. Look, the guy, you know, they know how to fix the car. They talked, oh yeah, you have to buy this. Paid everything. Also, we have to go to Abuso. Can't buy the parts, do this, bought everything. I've told you the story before. When they fixed it, just some few days, the car got spoilt again. The same problem. But where the problem occurred, look, I was so hot, they had to tow the car. And I took it to Auto Plaza. I said, look, there's no way. I don't know how to fix it now. The place I was afraid of, I eventually took it there. So they tow the car on the Akwaje interchange. Now, Akwaje interchange. Then it was Sankara, I think. That place. On the at the time, it was only the grace of God that there was no car. I couldn't even believe it. Around 4:35, which is a traffic time. Look, and my car broke down there. And there was no car on that stretch. You know, otherwise the kind of insult you would get. But there was no car. And then they took it. So eventually they took it to Auto Plaza. When the price came, when they fixed it with new parts, do you know it was less than what I paid to the guy who couldn't fix it? Yes, it was less than. I'm telling you, I paid more to the guy. Wasted money. So sometimes you need to approach it and not be afraid. Some of you gentlemen, you are afraid of proposing to the sisters here. Approach! Approach! They are also waiting for you. The faces that you see, don't be afraid of their faces. Tell somebody, don't be afraid of their faces. Approach! Tell somebody, approach! Now, I want the sisters to tell the brothers, Charlie, don't be afraid. Approach.
It's a command.
Are they? Why? Approach. The sisters are waiting. They are waiting. You two, you are not approaching. Eh? Approach. Move. All the problems will come down. Amen. So listen. So there's a blessing that when that blessing is in you, the Bible says that you'll not be destroyed. So a blessing, look at the two things here. It says that destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. What? Therefore what? So, he says, don't destroy it. So when there's a blessing, distraction is taken away. Do you understand it? There are a lot of hard-working people. Only that blessings are not in their life, so your hard work does not yield. It is not that you are lazy. Just that there's a blessing that is missing in your life. So it's almost like you are not lucky. I want to use the word lucky, not even lucky. Lucky. That's why you will understand. You are not lucky. It's almost like you are not lucky. Huh? You are lucky. There's something. The problems that will assail one will assail you too. But it's like when it assails you, your reactions and the way you respond, suddenly you die, you crumble under the same problem that assailed, or sometimes even more. The same problems that are surrounding people, when it assails you, then suddenly, because there's no blessing, you sink under the weight of the troubles. But because of a blessing in your life, from today, whatever the problems are, you are making it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that you will not be destroyed. I said you will not be destroyed. Yes. You will not be destroyed. Yes. Why? Because a blessing is in you. Amen. There's something in you. There's a seed in you. Amen. There's something that is there. When the destroyer sees it, they will salute. I said they will salute. Yes. What I'm talking about, it's real. It's real. It's real. Two people will go to school. Sometimes they are the same. You see that, look, this one was intelligent. This one was intelligent. Then suddenly you see at the end of their life, you can see that something happened. Because what is the reason why this person is doing well, this one is not doing well? Because sometimes a blessing was not found in the other person. Yes, that's the reason. Many people, I meet a lot of people, I say, this is an intelligent mind. It's an intelligent being. Somebody, what happened? It was unfortunate. It was unfortunate. There's no blessing in it. So the weather that was scorching bent you. It was scorching and it was fire, fierce on everyone. Just that when the fire came on you, you melted. As for you, you melted. You melted away. You melted away under this same problem. Receive a blessing that will cause you to stand in the name of Jesus. In the face of every affliction. It's the same problem that assails people. Oh, it's the same thing. The same problem. The same issues. That can, it has destroyed others, but you will not be destroyed. Oh, you will not be destroyed. It's like David. Like David. I feel that David is a perfect example. The kind of things David overcame, it's only because David was blessed. You know, so there's something called the sure mercies of David. Sure mercies. You can find it in the Bible. David had some sure blessings. It made him stand despite his problems. He shouldn't have survived. How can the whole president of a nation be looking for you and you survive? The whole president of a nation is looking with all the weapons and all the technology at the time. He survived, overcame, didn't die, and became the president. Bigger one. Hey, a blessing is in it. Receive a blessing in your life. Sure mercies of David. A sure mercies of David. The sure mercies of David. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Mercies, sure mercies, the sure blessings. David had the sure blessing that caused him to stand. That's the difference between, see, there was something about Saul that didn't make him stand. David made mistakes. Saul made mistakes. But when David made mistakes, I tell you, he stands. But when Saul makes a mistake, he's finished. You know, some mistakes can, you are finished with some mistakes. But some people, when they make some mistakes, they are not finished. Yes. Yes. The same mistakes, David did so many things. David went to eat the bread that was meant for the priest. David took somebody's wife. David killed somebody's husband and took the wife. It's too sinful. You took the wife and then you killed the person. It's different from just killing the man. And it's different from just taking the wife. He took the wife. He collected. He had a big hand to just collect. And he collected somebody's wife. Share. You are lucky David is not around. That's how you are lucky David is not around. By this time he would have collected him long ago. He would have collected you maybe. Listen. But David stood. Some way, somehow, he overcame. Receive a blessing that will make you stand. That's what we should look for, a blessing. Okay? Hard work. People are working hard. People work hard. Oh, yes. There are no. I feel that a lot of people here are not lazy. The only thing is that the workman is worthy of his meat. It's not applying. It's like the workman is not receiving his meat. The workman is not receiving his meat. Something is making it impossible for you to eat the meat you are supposed to eat. Therefore, you are left with bones. You are left with bones. Receive a blessing that will make you receive the meats, the blessings that is supposed to be in your family, your children, your life. Ah, there should be some cushioning around your life. What is the essence of this life? Go, come, go, come, go, come, go, come. Every day you are tired. Ah, you are tired. You have not. Ah! Some people don't enjoy. They don't even know what it means to enjoy. Yes, they don't know what it means to enjoy. They cannot comfortably go out and eat at certain places. Because as they are eating, they are afraid. One meal, they are afraid. Can you imagine? I'm telling you, they are afraid. They are afraid. They are afraid to just go and say that, look, today in my life, I'm going to Best Western to just sit there. And I'm going to eat. And when they finish, they should bring me the bill. And I'll pay. They are afraid. I'm not laughing at you. I'm saying that it is something that makes that impossible. It is something that makes that impossible. You know, people will say that, there may be many more to Gary, many a Gary and Tabian. Charlie, what? How can you think like that? See, kind of, when you come with the man, it's been crammy. It's much more Gary and Tabian. Is that not what they say? Abba! You have suffered too much. It has affected your mind. There's a Gary and Tabian, but it's for 1 month. Why should I eat one meal that I can have Gary for 1 month? May the Lord deliver you from Gary Nantebien. It's a Gary Nantebien syndrome. Oh, look, you can come out. Oh, you can come out. Gary Nanta is it's not a long car, the same as Janta. We have the long car and then we have the Nanta. Nanta. It's Olonka too. Tale. Nanta Ibien. Kaya ya ya. Receive a blessing. Receive a blessing. The Bible says that there's a blessing in it, so you'll not be destroyed by poverty. You'll not be destroyed by backwardness. You'll not be destroyed. So some way, somehow, you'll finish school. Look, there's a guy. Let me tell you. It's not about where you went to school. There's a guy who finished poly here. Nesika Owewa. No, Bisu Eko Yue. Asase. Onyishi Wani Kotokum. The guy is still in town. He stays in Takoradi here. You should see him. Sometimes you wonder if he went to school here. Very intelligent. Very intelligent. He went to T Poly. It was not even technical, but T Poly. T Poly. Tell somebody T Poly. Poly here. Rich, he has his car, rich, he has money, I don't want to go into detail, he's dusted, rich, by being here, went to school here, secondary school, I think it's somewhere here, went to secondary school here, it's okay, built, he's okay. When I say he's okay, I mean the guy is okay. Yes. Very okay. Very what? Okay, rich, his levels. He cannot, his friends cannot compare themselves to, they can't compare themselves to him. Yeah. I don't imagine, maybe you know where he is. You'd be surprised. So what is the difference? What is the difference between him who went to the same school here and then the others? What's the difference between the one who went to Legon? There are people who went to Legon. I told you, I know somebody who went to Legon, finished Legon. Today he died. It's not working. He finished with me. Can you imagine? It's a sad thing for me. I saw the guy who has done PhD. He's done PhD. Master, on your by my too. Yeah. You see, let me tell you something. What I'm preaching here, okay. If I am preaching the same message in Canada, I'll preach it differently. Because, do you know why it should be different? Because who wrote in Canada wrote on you the same. On you the same. It's not the same. So when you have a car and you are driving here and then somebody has a car and is driving it in Canada, it's to be different. So it will be, it means different. So a message like this does not apply in the same way. It's the same concept, but it's a bit different for the people. I know you, that's why I'm preaching like this to you. Yeah. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Because if you have a brand new car, the number of times you will have to do servicing in Canada, or in South Africa, or in Singapore, or in America, or in all these nations, very different. I saw somebody's car that Passat. I was telling the first service, South Africa. I even drove the car. He made me drive the car, and on their road, the car is more than 250,000 kilometers. He has taken it to the workshop. The mileage for charging, they've exceeded, so they don't know how to charge him. The car is good. The car is good for you. If it comes here, you can use it very well. Why? Because we drove a very long distance. Very long. I sat with him alone. We went a very long distance. Feel like, go and check. Long distance from Pretoria to Limpopo. Zanin. Very far, far away. Long, with a long journey. The car is good. It's working well. There's no noise under. It's not the same here. You know why? Because the roads are different. Hallelujah. Yes. So it's like the curse here can destroy your car quickly. Quicker than the curse there in terms of cars. Do you understand? In terms of cars, your car will get destroyed quicker there. Quicker here than there. Oh, look at our road. If you don't take, your head will hit the screen there. You watch this and see. When you sit in the car, watch yourself. You are hurting yourself in the car by just being in the road that is shaking. One day, my sister-in-law's daughter, long ago, when they came to be with us, I was in Chama then. So she was born in the UK. So she came and then she brought the kids. No, she was the only one then, I think, or two. When they came from the house, I think that we went somewhere. And sometimes she was sitting in the car. You know, the potholes were sick. The girl got scared. She was scared in the car. That's what the mother said, it's the potholes. I didn't know what the problem was. Because the car was shaking. She started holding the kid. She has not experienced that before. She was scared in my, and it was like a four-wheel drive. No. It's not like a wheel walker. So the car was shaking. You know the kind of potholes. The girl was scared. She was frightened. Even as a child. You will not be frightened in Ghana. I said you will not be frightened by these problems. When you carry a blessing, despite these problems, you will do well. So despite these problems, all the problems that many people face, that they're around on this earth and in Ghana here. Oh, where you are in this region, you will meet it, but you will overcome it. You made it, you overcome it. A lot of people are going through whatever problems they are going through because of the austere conditions in the place. And it's a type of curse. Yes. Austere. Check the word austere. Very negative, hard condition in the place. It makes things more difficult. But a blessing is in you. The difference is that you will have the blessing is coming into you today. Amen. Say a proper amen, okay? Amen. This message is supposed to make you have something in you that is able to weather that storm that is supposed to destroy you. Yeah. Are you there? That's why we need a blessing. I need a blessing. Oh, yeah. If your wife is pregnant, she will have to go to the labor ward. Just like the other person will go to the labor ward. But the blessing will talk about, will bring the difference. It will help. I tell you, we need a blessing. The conditions, you'll be surprised the conditions. Ah, the things. Ah. Charlie, if you have not been through certain things before, you will not understand it. Oh. You will not understand it. I'm telling you, some of you are young and all that, you don't understand it. Receive it and put it in the wardrobe. Because you will need it. You will need it. Are you there? Yeah. With the right attitude, you are surviving in the name of Jesus. How many of you are working hard? You feel that you are working hard. How many of you feel that you are working hard, but you are not seeing top? Listen to me. Lift up your hands. Father, I pray for them. Bless them. That's all I will say. Bless them. We need it. We don't know what else, but to say, Lord, bless us. Put a blessing in them. I see a seed of a blessing coming into your life. Whatever seed that is in you, that is destroying you, I see a blessing being poured into your life. Yeah. I see a new wine, a new blessing. That is in you. It is blessing you. It is affecting your life. And it is stopping whatever negative process has begun. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Be seated. Listen. Listen. I want you to notice how a curse of financial difficulty in Malachi chapter 3 is completely neutralized by the blessing of abundance. Also in Malachi 3. Look at how it works. Financial things. Financial things. Look at it. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3. I'm going to read it to you quickly. Quickly. Malachi chapter 3 verse 9. The Bible says that people don't like this. I don't know why people don't want us to talk about this. Do you know there are Christians that don't like talking about? Don't talk about curses. Don't talk about these things. But they say, talk about blessings. Just talk about good, good. Give them only chocolate. Give them only chocolate to eat. Give them toffees and chocolate. My friend, this world is not made up of only chocolate. You need to know the truth. Yes. That's why, you see, there's a counter. Tell somebody there's always a counterbalance. Counterbalance. The curse that I'm preaching about curses, but there's a counterbalance. But you have taken, you see, the counterbalance is the reason why an aeroplane is able to stay in the sky. There's a counterbalance. That's a counter wing. It's the reason why a bird is able to fly. A bird that should fly, if one wing is clipped off, you can see that it will just be pathetic on the ground. It will just, you know, move about pathetically on the ground. Because there's no counterbalance. And it cannot stay up. You can't just take one side and not see what is the thing. Every blessing you receive, there's a way to lose it. There's a way to losing a blessing. Write it down. For every blessing they're speaking, there's a way to lose it. And that's a reason why a lot of people have lost their blessings. And that thing that has made you lose them is a curse that is eating and taking away your blessings. Every blessing that God gives you says, in that day you shall eat of that fruit, you shall surely die. That's how to lose it. And when you lose it, death comes in. There was not supposed to be any death. Something causes the losing. Something that makes you lose what you have. Counter blessing. Say counter blessing. The counter, let's balance it and see that here and there. It goes this way, but this is how to neutralize it. You have this. This is what it takes to stay up and be in the sky for a long time. Malachi chapter 3 verse 9 says that, ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Malachi chapter 3 verse 9. This is 3 verse 9. Now let's look at 3 verse 10. 3 verse 10 to 12. Put it up quickly. Now, the 9 says you are cursed. Now, it teaches you how you can erase this. He says that, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that they may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there may not be room enough for you to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall he your vine cast their fruit before their time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations are calling you blessed. All nations are calling you blessed in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Empty shells. Empty. Give me the bottles. I like illustrating this. Give me two bottles. One bottle, empty bottle, and one full of. Give me one. No. Where's the empty bottle? Give me. Good. And then one with water. Look at this one. That's you. It says that there's nothing. There's a curse. Dryness. Bring the tithe and I'll open the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out. Open it. Ah, there's something up there. A blessing. That says that, remember, it says that there's a blessing in it. I'll pour you out a blessing. I'll pour you out a blessing. The empty, negative, dry, empty thing. That blessing is coming into you. Oh, there's something in you from now. Receive it. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. I'll pour you out. The Lord is pouring it. Oh, wow. Receive it. Look at that. Look at that. That's your life. What is the blessing? The blessing is needed here. But they are in heaven. Something will cause it. By the way, there's something called the law of cause and effect. If you don't cause the blessings, they don't come down. the law of cause and effect. Something must be. You see, the law of cause and effect is the reason why we say seed time and harvest. If you don't plant, don't expect to reap. If you don't cause it to pour, it will never be poured. Those of you who are just sitting down, laid back, sitting down for everything to be done for you. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. It's supposed to be poured. And something causes it to be poured. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And the curse of financial difficulty is erased by paying tithes. It's one of the basic, the law of sowing and reaping as Christians. Basic. Sit down. We talk about it. You pay tithes today. You don't pay tomorrow. Listen to me. I'm not scaring you. I'm not frightening you. If I tell you I have the answers to everything in this life and your problems, I'm not telling you the truth. Because what has been revealed to me, I'm giving, says that for we see in part, definitely we will not see it all. But I can give you general principles that are in the Bible. Why do you want to leave gaps in your life when it is so evident for you? Why do you want to leave gaps in your life? That's why I'm preaching to you. Receive a blessing by paying your tithes. Receive a blessing by paying your tithe. Pay the tithe. It's right there. Why do we say tithe? It is right there in the Bible. Right there in the Bible. There are some things that are common truths. And I pray that you are going to pay your tithe. Everybody here, every little child who is here and can hear me, pay your monthly tithe. Do it. It's your covenant. It is your covenant with God. It is something you do for God. God, I will pay everything you give me. I'll give you 10%. That's it. Your covenant that you make with God. Do you understand it? That's all. Not under duress, not under whatever. Who is coming to, as you have not paid your tithe, who has come to worry you about your tithe? We have tried, we have spoken to you, we have preached to you. You must operate. You must apply. I can't force you. Nobody can even say, no, you are not in the church and all that. But it is something, it shows your spirituality. It shows. We speak to you, we call you, we encourage you, do it, do it! But people are difficult. You can see it, but you can't see it. You can't see the effect of this simple instruction on your life. Eating away your blessings. God has given you 90%. What would 10% do to you? Hey, if 90% cannot satisfy you, would the 10% satisfy you? Okay. You answer that for yourself. Number two. I'm ending shortly. Notice how the curse in all that you set thine hand to do in Deuteronomy 28 is completely 28 verse 20 is completely neutralized by the blessing on all that you set your hand to do. In the same Deuteronomy chapter 28, he talks about your hand. He says that everything that your hand touches, he says is cursed. 28 verse 20. And the Lord shall send. Why is it that people don't want the truth? The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do until thou be destroyed. So did the Lord actually speak these things? That's what you should ask. Did the Lord speak these things? Don't come and tell me the Old Testament blessings, scriptures are gone. By the way, you can glean into the New Testament by studying the Old Testament. You can. Otherwise, you should just scrap it. Look at that. Until you be destroyed. Until you what? Perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings. Whereby thou hast forsaken me. That's what the Lord is going to do. God is going to, on all that thou settest thine hand to do. Charlie, there's a curse that makes everything you are doing not work. Me, I've seen it. Even as a pastor, I tell you, if God is not with you, it won't work. Tell somebody, if God is not with you, it will not work. 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 What your hand touches, what your hand is doing, there's a curse on it. Read it. Give us another version. Quickly. Give us another version. Look at that. God will send the curse, the confusion, the contrariness. Contrariness is that when you are supposed to go right, When you arrive, you realize that no, you have arrived at left. Down on everything you try to do until you have been destroyed and there's nothing left for you. May that not be your story. But somehow, and these things, they happen over a period. You realize that it doesn't happen overnight. Don't let this be your story. Don't let this be your story. But in the same breath, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, in the same breath, he prophesied and spoke about how you can be blessed. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse number 8. Look at that. We speak these blessings on people when they are getting married. Verse 8. And the Lord shall command. Say, the Lord shall command. I'm very happy because it is the Lord that will command it. The Lord that will He's also going to command the other one, by the way. He will command it. Charlie, one day the Lord told me, he says that, don't you think that I can make somebody bless you? He says, I can make people think about you. You don't need to conjure it. You don't need gimmicks. No, don't lie to people. Don't lie and say, Charlie, you need to sow in my life so that your destiny will grow. You see that your business, that is locked. It is because you have not brought a car. You have to sow a car in my life. In my life. No. I'm sorry. I've not received such a revelation. When I receive it, I'll tell you. When I receive one, I'll tell you, the Lord says, your house that you are staying in. If you don't... Mr. Samuel is saying, oh no! I don't have that. I'm saying that the Lord shall command. Charlie, the Lord can command and the Lord shall command. And when he commands you to go the other way, oh, you see yourself moving, sliding left when you want to go right. Sliding left when you want to go right. It's not working. It is not working. Look at that. I'll command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. See, money is entering the storehouses, your bank accounts. Money is entering your storehouses. Amen. Tell somebody, there's a blessing. He says what? He says that. What is he going to command? A blessing. God has the blessing. Say, hey, blessing, go this way, go this way. Tell somebody, no gimmicks. No gimmicks. Either it is coming or it's not coming. Hey! Oh? Yeah. Either it's working or it's not working. But the Lord is the one that commands it. Receive a blessing. And there's a blessing in you. He said, your storehouses, in all that thou settest thine hand. Oh, may what you set your hand to do go well. Yeah, maybe what you set your hand to do is, you see, it is not about being. I was telling the first service that in some countries, you don't need to be a doctor to drive Benz, because the mason is driving the Benz that the doctor is driving. Genuine money. It's true. Yeah, in some places, because God has commanded a blessing upon everyone, whatever you are doing, what you set your hand to do. Yeah. What do? You sell water, there's a blessing on it. What do? You teach, there's a blessing on it. Yes. You don't need to be an engineer. Have you not seen poor lawyers? There are some lawyers, if you meet them, you will tell your children, don't become a lawyer. You don't need to be a lawyer. Don't become a lawyer. There are some doctors, when you meet them, you say, no. I don't want my child to be a doctor. This profession, look at the way they are suffering. And it is true. You know, when I was in the university, there was a professor. And he had an old Peugeot. Hey! But I couldn't understand it then. So how can a professor be in this car? But as I've grown, I've seen that is the way it is. Professor. It doesn't mean that the title is not synonymous to good life, financial blessings. Yeah, it is true. But it is a blessing. It's a blessing. When a blessing is in you, whatever you do. And he was an archaeology professor. Archaeology. You see, there are archaeologists that are also very rich. So that's what I'm saying. The same negative situations, when it is administered on you, it's like it doesn't stick on you. Non-stick. Say, I am non-stick. Yes, a non-stick. No curse will stick on you because there's a blessing in you. Say amen!
Amen.
Receive a blessing! May you carry a blessing! May you carry a blessing! Carry a blessing. You see that? Look at that. He says that, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Whatever brings you pain, when there's a blessing on you, the pain will not stick on you.
Amen.
You see, the differences in people, why some people have smiles on their faces, it is not because they have not gone through certain things. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. Don't allow negative experiences to change your character and to change who you are. Why? Because there's a blessing in you. When there's a blessing in you, the negative situation that is meant to destroy you. Many people are destroyed by their experiences. Negative experiences with people. People! Human beings! Ah! You can become bitter with human beings. But when there's a blessing in you, bitterness does not destroy you.
Amen.
You keep doing good. You don't allow it. You cannot allow it. God, there's a blessing in you. You keep smiling. You keep smiling. I said, somebody asked me, he said, how are you able to do the same thing over and over again with joy? Because he could see that what I'm doing, I've been doing the same thing with joy. So he asked me, how are you able to? I think it's a blessing. Yes. To do it again and again with joy. And to be able to do it and not get bored and not get bitter. Because you can be bitter about it. Because you are dealing with people. Bitter about so many things. You receive a blessing in you. Carry a blessing. Don't allow bitterness to destroy your marriage, destroy your home, destroy anything. Because there's a blessing in you. Financial difficulty is being erased out of your life.
Amen.
Say a proper amen.
Amen.
Receive a blessing. You know, it is even difficult for you to say amen as you are sitting down. I don't know what to work on you. I don't know what to work on you. I don't know what to work on you. We need a blessing. We can see it. We can see it. We can clearly see. People have finished school. They can't get, they don't have money. They don't know what to do. Poverty. I'm talking about real poverty. Money to eat. To pay fees. Somebody needed 12 Ghana cedis to write exams. 12 cedis. 12 cedis. Here in this city. Not in a village. Here in this city. Even that shows the type of school he attends. That shows the type of school he attends. Because there's no money. The economic standards in the area is so low. But today, you are receiving a blessing.
Amen.
Yes, there's a blessing that is coming upon you. There's a blessing that is in you.
Amen.
He says that, destroy it. No, you will not be destroyed because of what is in you. That's why the Bible says, that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow. So when there's a blessing in you, it rather brings you financial blessings, and that which is supposed to bring you pain, it is not able to administer the pain. It's like, that's why. Why are you still smiling? Lift your hand and say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Yes, carry it. You carry it in you. Exude it. Carry it and let the blessing emanate out of your system. I'm blessed. I'm talking about for the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord, not academics. I'm not talking about that. That is another place. I'm talking about when all is said and done, and now we need to become blessed. It is a blessing that will make you rich. And he says it takes away sorrow. Whatever is supposed to bring you pain, the blessing that is in you will take away the pain. Do you believe it? How many of you have experienced pain before? Okay. God is saying that he added no sorrow. Therefore, receive a blessing. It's like that poison of sorrow. A blessing is able to absorb it and to suck it out of you. Yes. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May you carry a blessing as you go out of here. Yes. Carry a blessing home. Carry a blessing home. Carry a blessing in your finances.
Amen.
Carry a blessing in your family.
Amen.
Carry a blessing in your marriage.
Amen.
Carry a blessing. Carry a blessing in your
Amen.
Relationships.
Amen.
Carry a blessing. A blessing in your bank accounts.
Amen.
Your bank account must receive the blessing that makes it fat. Fat. It fattens your bank account. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you to enjoy. They said there's oil here. May you enjoy the oil. If there's oil, listen to me. It takes a blessing. That's why many people are not blessed in the land where we are supposed to be blessed. We are supposed to be the richest in Ghana. Do you know that? The people here. We are supposed to. Do you know that Dubai, every business that starts in Dubai must pay a certain amount of money to a local person. So every business, because you need the name of somebody from Dubai in your company. So all the companies that have been registered there, they all pay money. You give monies to the people there. And when you are marrying, whenever the locals are marrying, the government gives them money. Eh? They give them some $10,000, whatever, bride price, and a husband, whatever, and they give them a house. Yeah, they don't suffer. And then they say that the job, okay, if the job pays you $2,000 for, or whatever, like for them, usually payment is from $10,000 and above for the locals. So you'll be different for the locals. It should have been different. So for those of us, especially those of us who were born here, because all my num oil. So where's your birth certificate? Oh, if you have quanta, okay, every month, for sure, $10,000 be our second account. Not those who have come to work here, those who were born here. We are rich. We'll be rich. What do you think we should write a proposal like that? Yes, those of us who were born here, the oil is here. So those of us who were born here, we are entitled to that. Those of you who came to join, Charlie, you people are different. What I'm saying is that why is it that the land has not experienced it? One simple flyover they want to construct, the people have run away. One simple flyover, one. Ekome, they've gone away. We can't use it. They've left it. It's serious. That is a serious thing. Listen to me. There's something wrong. May God connect us to the blessing. It is not by studying more, because there are intelligent people here. It is by receiving a blessing. Yes, it's not by studying more. Sometimes we say leadership, whatever. They're all true. But ultimately, when a blessing comes into you, it changes so many things. Receive a blessing in your life. Receive a blessing in you. Receive a blessing that makes you rich. Receive a blessing that makes what have you set before you that your hands are going to do? It should prosper you. It should prosper you. It should prosper you. Receive a blessing in you. You cannot be destroyed because there's a blessing in you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blessing. Lift up your hands and pray. Speak in tongues as you receive the blessings of Jehovah in your life. Stand to your feet, everybody. Father, we thank you. Laka pandoli balaba. Lendo rabando seke breko sheso rebalaka prandalaba. We thank you, O God. We bless you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Destroy it not, for there's a blessing in it. I see you overcoming. Why? Because there's a blessing in you. There's a blessing in you. There's something good in you. It's called a blessing. It's called a blessing. The Lord put it in you, and He has commanded His blessings to come on you. Yes. You're a blessed child. You're a blessed daughter of God. You're a blessed servant of God. Somebody shout, I'm blessed. Yes. Shout and say, I'm blessed. Yes. Shout it out loud and say, I'm blessed. Yes. I'm blessed. I'm blessed now. Shout it and say, I'm blessed now. I'm blessed forever. Say, my finances are blessed. Say, my future is blessed. My bank accounts are blessed. My home is blessed. Shout, look at your hands and say, my hands are blessed. Shout and say, my hands are blessed.
Look at your hands and say, these hands are blessed. Look at your hands and say, these hands are blessed hands. Come on, shout and say, these are blessed hands. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this blessing and this opportunity we have here. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.